just as you were describing to me what Dr. Reed looked like. You said he was middle height.
Yeah. I think he had a mustache, but I'm not quite into that.
The pictures I've seen of him, he had a mustache.
I remember him bothering Mosley. My father got the contract for putting the heating system in the Eli Whitney building.
Mm-hmm.
1929.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the school committee.
Mm-hmm.
So every morning my father would fill that bag down where they made the home brew.
Where did they make the home brew?
Oh, they made three or four places. This was a place down on, from the name Nugent, down on Water Street, way down Water Street.
Was it legal?
Oh, no, that was illegal. It was illegal. Well, they had a great big hole to put the boiler in, and another inside a well to drain the water out of it with a pump in it. Well, that water was cold.
Uh-huh.
So I'd get down in the car, bring back this, bring that back probably 15, 20 bottles of beer. They put them in the well with a rope and stayed there all day. Around about 4:30, you hear Mr. Reed, Dr. Reed, come down, clumping down the stairs with this cane, and he'd draw up the chair around 5 o'clock. My father and the men that worked for him, I went home, but they stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
And next morning, I took the empty bottles back. Nobody got out of the way, but they had fun.
I know. We joke amongst ourselves that Dr. Reed wrote all of these, he has so much genealogy and history,
yeah.
When he was waiting for the calf to be born,
yeah.
Or the foal or something.
Yeah.
But do you remember Dr. Harvey? Dr. Sicily? I was thinking of, what did you do when you got sick?
We had Dr. Mahoney.
Mahoney, that's
Dr.
right.
Mahoney, my family doctor.
Yes.
He just, I don't know, he maybe started practice in town, I guess, just about the time I was born, maybe a few years ahead of that.
Did he live on the corner of West Main and Church?
He did.
Yes,
but
and then
before he was down on South Street.
Mm-hmm.
With that doctor's office just down there now.
Oh, he's still, but he, I thought I remembered that he lived in that White House.
Bought that house, fixed it up.
It's a nice house inside, yes. The young couple that live in it are fixing it up. So. Did you like him? I mean, was
it? Oh, sure. He was a wonderful doctor.
Yeah. Give out lollipops or just take your temperature? Now, I think what you were telling me about Dr. Mahoney was some black pills.
He gave them for most everything, I guess. My father especially used to have laryngitis, and he'd give them the black pills, and that seemed to cure him after 2 or 3 days.
What they were.
I don't know. He never told us.
Concoction.
Probably something he made up himself. Found out at work.
Yes.
Gave it to. They used to have their own medicine. They'd pass out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was almost, I remember even when I was a little girl, they would have these little white envelopes,
yeah.
And they would put something in them.
Yeah.
They'd write on it how many times a day
you
were supposed to take that. Did when you and your wife were married, where did you go to live?
We lived in Worcester for 6 months after we were married.
Uh-huh.
Like my wife at that time had taken up nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And most of her work was in Boston, and her parents had moved to Boston.
Oh.
So we were married in a church in Brookline.
Oh.
Brookline Village.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a house in, because I was working at the state hospital at the time on Summer Street. We fortunately found a house on right up across on the hill there, St. Anne's Hill. And then when I decided I didn't want to work at the hospital anymore, I went to Whitensville.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to Westboro down on a house near the Pine Grove Cemetery.
Oh. Are you still there?
No.
No?
We lived there about 3 years and we bought our house. We're in now on Spring Street.
On Spring Street.
7th Spring, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Just a cottage then.
Mm-hmm.
Our house originally was moved from the railroad tracks when they moved from the center of town down where they are now. My house is that area somewhere that the railroad people bought. There was half a dozen houses there that had to be moved out of the right of way. My house is one of them.
They thought nothing of moving houses back then, did they? They just put them on a flatbed and...
I guess so.
And
it was a small cottage, and after our family got big, we had to add on the rear.
Mm-hmm. Did you do that work yourself, or did you?
Oh, no, I had a,
contract.
I did what I could myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could do the plumbing.
I did the plumbing and the heating.
Yeah. I think we'll go on now and talk. Do you remember anything about the Lyman School? You said something about a band.
Yeah, they had a very good band. They played Memorial Days. That's about all I remember about them.
Yeah.
They didn't come down too much.
I've seen the pictures. Well, of course, they were self-sufficient.
Oh, yeah.
They had their own
farms
and barns and all. But the boys didn't... What was your impression of the Lyman School boys? Did you think they were...
Didn't much about them, I guess.
Hardy?
We just didn't... No, we didn't think that. No.
Criminals or anything? No. Well, I know because I think the impression that most people had of it, that they were hardened criminals, and when you look into the history, they just were boys who mother and father couldn't take care of them, or they were alcoholics, the parents, or they didn't have enough money. So it was quite
a swimming pool up there.
Beautiful swimming pool. Oh, yes.
Trades.
Yes, they did. They had printing, and they did learn plumbing.
Yeah. Tinsmithing.
Mm-hmm. We have some wonderful pictures of Lyman School with the boys inside doing there. And then how about town government? You know, you've seen, my goodness, in your lifetime, you've seen it grow from very small town to almost 14,000 people now. But we've always had town meeting kind of government.
Yeah, we always have.
Do you remember any of the selectmen or?
Not too much.
No.
I didn't pay much attention.
You didn't pay much attention. Did you go to town meeting?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Uh-huh.
Then I got married with a family. I really couldn't.
Oh, I know. There's just not enough time, is there? No.
Remember, more or less the water works, because Mr. Henry was the boss of them. And he had his point of headquarters was down in where my brother's plumbing shop is now, behind the banks.
Oh.
That building down there.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. That's your brother.
My youngest brother, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Mr. Henry was, with the help, town help that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have too many, except when I think to me, they used to borrow back and forth. You know, if he had to have a lot of work done for water pipes, he'd borrow some of the other town help.
Oh, I see. Yes, because that
they gave a job then instead of giving him welfare.
Which was very good. They kept him busy and off the street. Yes. Well, I know that because we haven't always had a DPW with the separate. We used to have a cemetery commissioner, and we used to have somebody that did the water and somebody that did the sewer. And of course, now it's all...
He was on it a good many years. And when they decided they would, break it up and make a different system out of it, I don't know, he must have been 40, 50 years on the water department.
Really?
He said they told him, well, they knew the job wasn't permanent when they gave it to him. So just an old joke, but that's what he said.
Yeah.
But he was good. He knew by heart, he knew where the pipes were at most of everybody's house. And it come to change, because he was there when they were put in, probably, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. And the sidewalks and all.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he had much to do with that, but he was a sewer water.
Well, it would be right there
in
the street beside.
There wasn't any gas pipes to worry about in the beginning of it.
No, and now we have to worry so much when we dig about all the electricity that's under the roads and all.
Way,
yeah, right down at the rotary. But
that was during the Depression time. I have worked on that little bit, up digging the ditches when they're putting that conduits on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the dial system. One job I had was in Worcester, when they were putting the dial system in a big building on Elm Street. I worked there for about a year.
Oh, yes, I know where that is.
A lot of jobs around the Western Electric.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of plumbing too. That was outdoor plumbing.
No, it was inside the building.
It was in the building.
Yeah, running wires on cables and they were in from one place to another. We had to stack them in the racks, staple five, six cables together. Other men, the experts, would take the ends and tie them in where they belong, one end to the other.
You certainly have had an interesting life with everything that you've done and experienced in Westboro. Do you think that the town, what do you think about the changes? I mean, you've seen so much go on.
Yeah, progress, that's all I can say about it. It's progress. Just can't stop it.
No. But we were looking at some of the aerial maps the other day, and all the open space and the green space and the farms and the orchards, and they're practically all gone.
Yeah. Waka Waka, when I was a kid, was a swimming hole. Beautiful.
Yeah, that was...
Clean, cold water.
That was tragic, wasn't it, with the creosote and all. They are going to clean it up, but...
I don't see why. I think it's a lot of money for nothing, so...
Do you think...
The way I look at it.
Well, you know, one of your compatriots, one of Ray Welch, says that, you know, unless you dove down real deep, you don't even stir that creosote up.
It's all sunk to the bottom.
And
for many years, you know. Maybe it's just on the edges.
I know, yes, and they were talking about, nobody fishes there, so we don't know whether there's any fish. You wouldn't fish anyway, like to fish.
We just went there to swim.
Yeah.
Because there was an ice house there.
Yes.
Years ago, it wasn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the trestles were still there, and climbed up the top to dive off, most of us, because one of the one-legged Smith boys would do it. We all had to do it.
Oh!
He'd shinny up the top of that and dive off.
And he only had one leg?
Yeah, one with one leg.
For heaven's sakes. Which Smith boy was this?
I don't
remember.
He did, I guess. He studied to be a watch repair man.
Uh-huh.
I think he had a place over in Marlboro, and he still does.
I wondered, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, did you have any parks or anything like that other than Chauncey?
No.
There wasn't a park.
No, nothing up there, like there is up the reservoir, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No little league parks, nothing like that.
No, nothing.
We had a field up there where the high school and grammar school was that we played in for quite a while.
What, you mean up on School Street?
Yeah, until they decided to build the Veterans House.
Yeah, they did that after World War II.
Yeah.
Yes. And do you remember when they put the rotary in? Do you remember
any
of that?
Exactly.
That was in the 30s sometime, and they put that monument in there.
Yeah.
We were talking about that it might be a nice place to put some benches.
Yeah.
So people could sit on the rotary.
Yeah.
And then they've talked about taking the rotary out. And how do you feel about that?
I think we need it to direct the traffic.
Yes.
You also have to have a policeman with lights or something.
Something, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because
it's bad enough now.
And I don't know that that would solve the problem the rotary or anything. Did you have a bicycle? Did you have one?
A beat up one. You know,
a beat up. You didn't have one of the Humber?
No, not one of the good ones.
Oh, one of the good ones.
Secondhand one.
Secondhand.
Passed it on to the other boys.
Yeah. Your younger brothers?
Yeah.
Well, you've had a good life in Westboro.
Yeah,
you've been
so
happy.
Far.
You've been happy so far.
Yeah.
You've been happy. You
oh,
know.
Sure.
You know, happy with with everything that went on. And you go to St. Luke's. To the that's a lovely church.
Yeah.
Beautiful church.
Yeah.
I know.
All baptized. All my family. All my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It did burn, and then they built this.
I remember that fire because we lived down on Cedar Street when that fire burned. It woke us up.
Oh, I imagine.
It was almost morning, as I remember. It was still burning, and we got up on the lawn and watched the steeple fall in. And when it was cooled off, we picked up some souvenirs of stained glass.
Yes, yes. We have pictures of it. It was a beautiful...
Yeah.
But that, again, was a wooden structure.
It was a wooden structure, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You didn't...
Father McGann was the pastor here, and he started right away with the insurance and donations and field days. Raise enough money to build the church and have it paid for very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Right where the police station is now, there was a vacant lot, and we had a big field day there that year to raise money for everybody in the town joined in.
No matter what
their
religion was, and that's a very nice thing. Like they do on other occasions, like Memorial Day and 4th of July and all of those. Marches and all.
I was an altar boy in both churches.
That's nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
It is lovely. They have some beautiful stained glass windows in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they're going to do something about remodeling the inside. I don't know what it is. Needs refinishing.
Does it? Yeah. You have those beautiful Stations of the Cross.
Yeah.
Those gorgeous windows.
Yeah.
Yes, I would hope that they would stay.
Yeah. They won't change that.
They won't change that.
I don't think they got enough money to do any of the things that some of them. People on the committee got the ideas for anyway, so
they have highfalutin ideas.
Then they'll leave town, the rest of us have to stay and pay for it.
But and pay
just
for
like
it.
The town does
Yes. Yeah. Was the you spoke of a field day next to the where the police station is now, and that must have been where the the cemetery is there.
Old Westboro Hotel.
When that burned.
Yeah, it was right next
Whitney,
door here.
Whitney House.
Yeah, Whitney House and Brown Stables.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, the livery stable.
The stables were still there, but I don't think they were being used anymore.
No, and they didn't start the Forbes Building was built 1926.
Yeah.
Around in there, and so you have that open field. I've talked with Miss Brown, who lived over here on School Street, and she lives over in Northboro, and she told me about her father's livery.
Yeah, remember her,
Helen, that's right. Yeah. She told me about the horses.
And her brother was a taxi driver, and he lived in the house we live in before we moved in and bought it.
Oh.
He died. She was widowed there with her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was starting, I guess. She said she could stay there as long as she wanted to because her daughter was in the service, but she didn't make it through Hodgeburg. She moved around about 5 or 6 months after we bought it.
Did you remember the Whitney fire?
No.
No, that was
1907
or something.
Yeah.
That would have been before your time. Yes,
because
that was quite a beautiful building, too.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see.
My mother lived in it when she was working in the hat shops here.
Did she?
She came from Milford.
And she would stay? Did she go home weekends?
I suppose she must have.
Some of the girls did that.
Yeah.
There was one next to the straw hat
that
was the woman's, the National House.
Yeah.
And they
my mother was a hat worker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your wife worked in the and made the silk.
Yeah.
For the
silk.
Yes,
just for a few years when, you know, the president, Mr. Mason was making tape, but he wasn't selling it. So gradually the help had to get going after the other.
Oh.
My wife had some money saved up. She went and studied nursing and household nursing, they call it, in Boston. 18 months extensive course.
Oh, my.
And then she got a diploma and went to work in people's homes. $20 a week or something like that.
Munificent sum. But that was that, yes, it would be nice if that kind of nursing had continued. We certainly could use it now, couldn't we?
They had to pay them a lot more than that.
Yes, but you can't get them hardly if you could pay them. No, no, that was very good. So now you're retired, and what are you doing in your retirement, besides reading?
Reading, I work on my yard.
Uh-huh.
I don't do any more plumbing. Gave up my license a couple of years ago and gave my tools to my boys.
Yes.
Just kept a few around the house.
Uh-huh. For your own.
I don't want the stress of it anymore.
No. No, well, you've earned it.
Yeah.
You've earned it. Do you have flowers in your garden?
Yeah, a few. And I plant a half a dozen tomato plants and 5 or 6 roses, pole beans, and that's it.
Oh, that's good.
Just something to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any grandchildren, Mr. Brown?
I've got 8 grandchildren.
8.
And 1 great-granddaughter.
Oh, have you?
8 months old.
Oh, bless her heart.
She lives in Shrewsbury with her mother. My daughter married a Smith. Brown to Smith.
Oh, Brown to Smith. Brown to White to Green to Smith, yes. Yeah, well, you've had a...
Yeah, we got... My oldest boy married an Irish girl, and my daughter married a Puerto Rican ancestry.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bobby was Irish.
Well, we don't have that ethnic problem
that's what the background was.
Yes, but I mean, you know, it's
we
nice
don't think
to hear.
Of it.
No, we don't now. No, and that to me is progress, that we no longer have these lines of that keep us separated.
Just don't like the granddaughter Lindsay Martin.
Lindsay Martin.
Great granddaughter.
Great granddaughter.
When she learns to talk, she's going to call my wife and I Mamea Pepe. Because my daughter and her husband are grandparents.
Yes.
Don't want to confuse her.
No, that's right. That's right. So, how about the shopping and things that you did for, you know, household groceries? What a difference it is now.
Yeah.
You remember Wagner's Bakery?
Yeah, oh, sure. Buy a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
Next day old.
Oh, and they had the most wonderful graham bread.
Yeah.
And a sponge cake, a lemon sponge or orange sponge cake.
Cream
and you
cream puffs and chocolate flares.
Oh, that too. Do you remember when the A&P was around the corner there on Milk Street and they had the butcher and
That's not so long ago.
No, it isn't.
A&P was big A&P right with that insurance people I know.
And then there was a First National.
Across the street.
Across, right? Where, let's see, who's in there? Oh, well, the new bakery's in there.
And the furniture store.
And the furniture store. But that was a good, I missed them when they left town. I liked a smaller market where you could say to the butcher, you know, could I have this cut?
So you used to do it Farms and Newcombs each time.
Oh, tell me about that.
Of course, Farms and Newcombs right there. Old building.
Across the street from.
Not there anymore. We have down where the insurance people are now.
Yes. Yeah.
They have a big pickle barrel right in the middle of the store. Help yourself to a pickle with a fork. Put it on the counter. They'd wrap it up for you.
It's sort of like the old store down in Sudbury, the Wayside Country Store. You can still do that in a big pickle barrel. And the cookies were in, instead of being in packages, they had them in the loose with a cover, and you could look in and take them out, whatever it was you chose.
Yeah.
What was Lord's here? Did you buy your clothes at Lord's?
Father did.
You noticed?
Mr. Lord lived up on Church Street. Father did his part in his house.
Mr. Duckworth has been there for a long time, too. Did you notice he's going out of business?
Yeah.
Well, he's retiring.
Yeah.
I haven't heard whether he was going to sell the business or whether he's just...
I guess he's going to sell what he can and then dispose of it to some jobber.
And not sell the business as such?
I don't think so.
That's too bad.
I don't know that probably he's probably down found anybody that wants it. I don't know, I haven't talked to him since.
It's difficult to find someone who will buy a small haberdashery and shop like that. You remember Herman's?
Yeah.
We bought all our boys' pants and all there and the sneakers. Yeah, and he went into, and things have changed because Mr. Page is, of course now we're a little bit closer to this time, but he's been here for 30 years and he's moving. Downtown Crossing.
I guess the oldest businessman now is Mr. Halpin with his liquor store.
Is he really? Yes, maybe he is.
He can get some wine, you know.
Is he really?
Mr. Star Robin was the first.
Yes.
Charlie Duckworth.
And Mr. Star Robin, there's another tailor in there.
Yeah.
And the boots and shoes. You still get your shoes cobbled, though. You still take them and have them stitched. And
yeah.
My husband has his resold still. Well, we thank you very much, Mr. Brown.
When I'm not on the tape, I'd like to ask you who was the original ones in the Historical Society.
All right. We'll stop here and we'll say thank you very much, Mr. Brown, for talking with us today about the things.
Enjoyed it very much.
Thank you.
Hope it all comes out good.
Well.